أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of the fact that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will not be able to carry the burden and the load of another, regardless of the relationship that they have. And not because this is something that will be forced upon them. In fact, they themselves will choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that even if one asks another, a close relative of his, to help him or to help her with the load, that very person will refuse and will not be prepared to carry the load and help anyone carry even a portion of their load, a portion of the burden that they carry with themselves on the day of Qiyamah. In the next ayah, ayah number 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blind and the sighted are never equal. The one that is blind, referring to the blindness of the heart and spiritual blindness, and al-basir, the one who is sighted, referring to the insight and the vision of the heart through which one accepts the truth and through which one recognizes Allah. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two of them cannot be the same. They will never be equal. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ Nor darkness and light. Darkness and light can never be the same. So some might promote darkness, calling it light, calling it progress, calling it whatever it may be. But remember, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a clear distinction. Just as there's a clear distinction between daylight and the darkness of the night, there's a clear distinction between falsehood and the light of Islam and the light of truth. وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shadow or the shade that you enjoy can never be equal to the heat of the sun. One is the physical and the literal sense, but one is the shade that you enjoy that can obviously never be compared to the heat of the sun, and one is the shade and the comfort of Jannah can never ever be the same as the heat and the torment of the punishment of Jahannam. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَا وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ وَمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The living, those who have lives, whose lives have been given to them in the sense of guidance, in the sense of truth, in the sense of haq. Allah is referring to them. Obviously, this is a metaphor, a figurative expression. Allah is referring to them as living. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَا وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ You have ahya, those who have life with them, who have deen with them, who have iman with them, who have Quran with them, who have revelation with them. They are the living. And on the other hand, you have al-amwat, those who are dead, those who are spiritually dead, who have chosen to deprive themselves of the life that Allah has sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. The two cannot be the same. The living and the dead can never be equal. Inna Allaha yusmi'u man yasha. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the one who causes whomsoever to wish to listen. This is something that we should be so grateful about. The fact that Allah says, Allah is the one who causes whomsoever He wishes to listen. To listen, meaning to listen with the ear of acceptance. This is something that Allah has blessed us with, that Allah has given us, making us amongst the ahya, making us amongst the living, those who have life through deen, life through iman, life through Islam. This is something that Allah had done. It had nothing to do with our effort, or our knowledge, or our, whatever it may be, strength or power. It was Allah who had selected us. Allah chooses whomsoever He wishes. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot make hear, and you cannot cause to hear those who are in their graves. Referring again to the disbelievers. Allah has compared them to those who are in their graves. Absolutely, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as you cannot cause that one in the grave to hear, Allah causes that one in the grave to hear. You don't have the power to cause that one in the grave to hear. The same thing applies with these disbelievers. You do not have the power to cause them to hear and to listen. In anta illa nadir. Does that mean I don't say anything to them? I don't spread the word of Islam to them? I don't invite them to Islam? Allah says no. In anta illa nadir. You are only a warner. You speak. You say what you have to say. You do what you have to do. You play your part and you fulfill your task of conveying. They, on the other end, whether they accept, whether they receive, whether they listen, whether they obey, that is a decision that lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna arsalnaka, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you bil haqq wa the truth. Bashira wa nadira, we have sent you as a giver of good news and glad tidings. Wa nadira, and we have sent you as a warner. Wa in min ummah illa khala fiha nadir. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there has not been a single community without a warner passing through that community. Every community that existed on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there was a warner that had passed through that community and that had come to warn them as well. وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they reject you, they deny you, they call you a liar, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Then those who came before them also rejected their warners and their prophets. جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ Their messengers came to them with clear proofs, وَبِالزُّبُرِ and with scriptures, وَبِالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ And the messengers came to them with an enlightening, illuminating book. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا I seized those, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seized those who had disbelieved and who committed kufr. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ So how was my punishment? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this.